我们首先来尊重我们的主。
First of all, we want to honor our God.
在这样的日子里面，我们越发觉得我们的主是多么的重要，多么的宝贵。
So, even in these dark hours, we feel that how important it is to have Lord in our lives.
作为一个教会，作为所有的教会，像在神借着这样一个疫情，把所有宗教的外衣都要剥掉。
So God has used this pandemic to take off all the clothes of different denominations so that they will all, church will come together as a body united.
我们只剩下真正对耶稣的信心和真正在主里面的爱。
So whatever is left is the faith towards God and also our love towards each other.
所以我们今天来的时候，我们就是把我们的眼睛定睛在耶稣的身上。
So we come here today, we only focus our eyes on our Lord Jesus Christ.
再次让他的真理、他的圣灵来充满我们。
So that his truth and his life will fill us again.
我们今天呢，再次的要回到我们的信心，要生来增加我们的信心。
So we want to return to our faith again so that we will ask the Lord to help us to increase our faith in Him.
今天呢神放在我心里面的一个信息呢就是如果我们信我们就要看到神的荣耀。
So today God has put a message in my heart. So the message is that if we can believe, then God is going to do what He has promised for us.
如果我们信，我们就要看到神的荣耀。
If we believe, we will see the glory of God.
我们是不是要在不同的生活层面都想经历到主的能力呢？
Do we all want to experience God in different aspect of our lives?
在你的家里面，在你的生命里面，在你的亲子关系里面，在你的经济上，是不是想经历神的能力呢？
So in your personal life, in your relationship with your children and in your workplace, in your finance, do you all want to experience the glory of God?
或者在你的学业里面，在你成长的过程里面。
Or maybe on your journey, growing journey or on your education, do you want to experience the power of God?
你对你的前途肯定是带着一定的盼望。
So I believe that all of us have some kind of vision for our future.
你是不是要看到神的荣耀呢？愿意看到神的荣耀呢？
Are you willing to see the glory of God in your life?
那我们再次回到神的话语看，耶稣怎么样来教导我们来看到神的荣耀？
So once again, we will return to the words of Jesus Christ to see how He is going to accomplish the glory of God in us.
我们翻开约翰福音十一章。来读一段圣经。
So we will turn to Book of John, chapter 11.
这是一段大家可能很熟悉的圣经，但是我们读了以后呢，我们因为神的话向我们讲话的时候，我们看到一种信心的提升。
So this passage may be familiar to many of you, but when you read it again, you will see the power of the words, the power in the words of God.
那我也劝勉弟兄姐妹在读经的时候呢，有些圣经可能对你来说非常的熟悉，但你要知道它是神的话，永远在向你讲话。
So I want to say this to some of you, even though some passage may be very familiar to you already, but still it's God's word and it is going to speak to you again and again.
不要因着你对它太熟悉就听而不闻，视而不见。
So please do not ignore a passage, even if it's very familiar to you.
这个我碰到好多这个牧师的太太，牧师一讲到呢，他就是你又讲同样的东西，你不讲过很多遍了。
So I see many pastors' wives, whenever their husband speaks, they will say, okay, you already talked about this many, many times.
我常常就开玩笑说，我们就这一本圣经啊，就是读了又读。
So I told them that this is the only Bible we have, so we have to read it over and over again.
我们也只有一位耶稣啊，我们没有另外一个耶稣啊。
And we only have one Jesus, we don't have any other Jesus.
所以有的人不厌烦了，他就搞出另外一些信仰，另外一些耶稣出来。我们不要这样。
So some people get bored of this and then they may make up some other religions.
但是所以有的人就是这一个耶稣不够，就觉得比较厌烦了，到另外一个耶稣了。
So some people may be bored of our Jesus and then they want to find other Jesus in their lives.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们的耶稣永远是长新的耶稣，是永远不变的耶稣，但是长新的耶稣。
So our brothers and sisters, our Jesus is the one that never changes. It's the one that we always have to rely on.
但是呢，他也是天天是在新的神向我们天天来彰显新的。
And he is also a new God every day to us. He's new.
圣经上他是讲到他是至高的神，但是呢，也是走到最卑微的地方。
So the Bible says he is the God, the most high, but he's also among us, in our lowest places.
他是首先的，也是末后的。
He is the beginning, he's the Alpha and he's the Omega.
哦，他是创始的，也是成终的。
He is the author and the finisher of faith.
他是神，也是人。
He's a God and he's also a person.
他经历过最大的荣耀，也经历过最大的痛苦。
He has experienced the greatest glory and also the greatest suffering in earth.
他是多么的自由，不受任何时空的限制，但是曾经也穿上一个肉体，生在一个贫穷人的家里面。
He is a free God. He has just no boundary for him. But still, he came as a human flesh and bounded for us.
哦，他被限制，走在这个地上的时候，方圆不到几百里的地。
So he was bounded in his human flesh. He was only roaming on earth, maybe only a few hundred kilometers from where he was born.
他带领的人也就那么几个人。
So he only led about a few handful of people, disciples.
耶稣就带领十二个人。
He only led 12 disciples.
所以我常常很有信心，因为至少我们教会超过十二个人。
So I have great faith in myself because at least our church has more than 12 people.
但是主耶稣有很多东西不断的可以来教导我们。
But our Jesus has a lot of things to teach us over and over again.
所以我们不要落在那种光景里面，就是说先知在崩陷崩土不受接纳，你听多了就不想听了。
So please don't fall into a situation that when a prophet, because you are too familiar with a prophet, but you stop listening to the person, and because you are too familiar to a Bible verses, and you stop this reading it.
所以呢，我们还是要继续不断的看我们同一本圣经。
So we'll continue to read the same Bible over and over again.
让主来对我们的心来讲话。
So that the Lord will speak to our heart.
好，我们读约翰福音第十一章，从第一节读到44节。
So we'll turn to John, chapter 11. We'll read from verse 1 to verse 41.
我要读中文，但是你如果读英文的话呢，请你就跟着我们，你在下面来自己读，好吧
？So I'm going to read in Chinese, but if you are English speaking, please read in your own in English.
那我请你呢，现在你就来读圣经，不要来 wandering around.
So please now everybody come and read your Bible. Do not wander around.
我们真的把神的话当话。淡化 so, 让他来向我们讲话。
So we need to treat the words as the word of God and listen to it.
有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和他姐姐玛大的村庄。这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主，又用头发擦他脚。患病的拉撒路是他的兄弟。他姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。 耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路，听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地等住了两天，然后对门徒说，我们再往犹太去吧。门徒说，拉比，犹太人进来要拿石头打你，你往那里去吗？耶稣回答说，白日不是有十二个小时吗？人在白日走路就不至于跌倒，因为看见这世上的光，若在黑夜走路就必跌倒，因为他没有光。耶稣说了这话，跟随对他们随后对他们说，我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。门徒说，主啊，他若睡了就必好。耶稣说这话是指着他死说的，他们却以为是说照常睡了。耶稣就明明地告诉他们说，拉撒路死了，我没有在那里就唤醒，这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信。如今我们可以往他那里去吧。多马又称基图马，就对那同作门徒的说，我们也去和他同死吧。耶稣到了，就知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经四天了。伯大尼离耶路撒冷不远，约有六里路，有好些犹太人来看马大和玛利亚，要为他们的兄弟安慰他们。马大听见耶稣来了，就出去迎接他，玛利亚却仍然坐在家里。马大对耶稣说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死，就是现在我也知道你不论见神求什么，神也必赐给你。耶稣说，你兄弟必然复活。马大说，我知道在末日复活的时候他必复活。耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。你信这话吗？马大说，主啊，是的，我信你是基督，信是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界。马大说了这话，就回去安安地叫他妹子玛利亚说，父子来了，叫你。玛利亚听见了，就急忙起来到耶稣那里去。那时耶稣还没有进村子，仍在马大迎接他的地方。那些从玛利亚在家里安慰他的犹太人见他急忙起来出去，就跟着他，因为他要往坟墓那里去哭。玛利亚到了耶稣那里，看见他，就伏伏在他脚前说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。耶稣看见他哭，并看见他同来的犹太人也哭，就心里悲叹，又甚又愁，便说，你们把他安在哪里，安放在哪里？他们回答说，请主来看。耶稣哭了。犹太人就说，你看他爱这人是何等恳切。其中有人说，他既然开了瞎子的眼睛，岂不能叫这人不死吗？耶稣又心里悲叹，来到坟墓前，那坟墓是个洞，有一块石头挡着。耶稣说，你们把石头挪开。那死人的姐姐马大对他说，主啊，他现在必是臭了，因为他死了已经四天了。耶稣说，我不是对你说过，你若信就必看见神的荣耀吗？他们就把石头挪开。耶稣举目望天说，父啊，我感谢你，因为你一定听我，我也知道你常听我，但我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信是你差了我来。说了这话，就大声喊叫说，拉撒路出来。那死人就出来，手脚裹着布，脸上绑着兽巾。耶稣对他们说，解开，叫他走。那后来呢？拉撒路就活了，就开始走了。
So after that, Lazarus came back to life.
那这是约翰福音第十一章的第一节到四十四节。
So this was from John 11, verse 1 to 44.
那大家读这个圣经的时候，肯定有很多不同的亮光，神会用不同的方式向你讲话。
So when you read this passage, I believe a lot of you will have different enlightenment. So God will show you different aspects of the story.
那首先我们看到的呢，就是说耶稣让他所亲爱的人可以复活。
So first is that Jesus is able to bring those he loved who have died and come back to life.
所以任何爱他的人，跟随他的人，在他那边都有，就是他的这个爱在他的身上，他会来帮助他。
So those who love him, his love will also be on this person, and his love is going to come and help and comfort.
他会在任何时候来会插手，要来拯救他，帮助他。
So anytime he's going to intervene and come and be a rescue or to help the person who he loves.
我今天的信息呢，主要集中在几个点。
So our message today will focus on few points.
那第一个点呢，就是说，我们要看到这位耶稣呢，不仅仅在末世让我们复活，他今天就可以让我们复活。
So we have to know that our Jesus is not only going to resurrect us in the end of the days, but also he is able to bring you back to life now.
他是永恒的主，是过去、现在、未来的主。
He is God of today, our past, and our future.
那我们讲到这样一个神的时候呢，当我们在信心弱小的时候呢，我们常常呢把希望寄托在未来。
So when our faith, when we are weak, a lot of times we put our hope in our future.
我们如果信心再小的时候呢，我们把希望寄托在过去。
So, if our faith is even smaller, and we put our hope in our past.
所以这两个姐妹呢，她一直跟随耶稣，她知道耶稣是弥赛亚。但是呢，他们怎么样看耶稣呢？对这个他弟弟死亡的这件事情，就是说他一开始他们的信心是集中在过去。
So when you look at these two sisters, Mary and Martha, they are followers of Jesus, and they know Jesus is the Messiah. So when their brother have died, their faith was based on their past.
在二十一节还有另外一节呢，那马大和马列呢都讲了同样的话，就是说主啊，你若倒在这里，我兄弟必不至于死。
So Martha and Mary said the same thing. They said, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
对，二十一节马大对耶稣说，主啊，你若倒在这里，我兄弟必不至于死，必不死。
So verse 21, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
32节呢，玛利亚也说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
And also Mary said the same thing. Lord, if you were here, then my brother would not have died.
看起来他们很有信心。
So it looks like they have their faith in Jesus.
就说主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
Yeah, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
看起来他们真的非常相信耶稣。主如果就说你如果在的话，他们就不会死。
So they really believe in Jesus. If the Lord was there, then their brother would not have died.
啊，也就是说，就像找到一个大夫，大夫啊，你如果昨天在这里，我的孩子绝对不会出问题。
Just like as if someone.Found a doctor and saying to the doctor, Oh, doctor, if you had been here yesterday, then my child would not have died.
这个马大和玛利亚用的话都用那个我兄弟必不死。
Both Mary and Martha use the same word. My brother would not have died.
但是呢，耶稣要纠正他们的信心，纠正他们的信心，不要集中在过去，是现在。
But Jesus want to correct their faith. So our faith should be based on the present, not the past.
你会发现马大、玛利亚呢，他们对耶稣讲的东西都有知识，很多的知识。他们也知道耶稣会做这个，会做那个。所以你发现二十二节，马大怎么回应呢？他说，就是现在我也知道，你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。
So both Martha and Mary knows the word of God and they have faith in Jesus. And in verse 22, Martha said, But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask.
就像我们今天很多基督徒都会说啊，今天我们向主求什么？圣经说，哎，神肯定会赐给我们。
Just like a lot of brothers and sisters today and asking God that, oh, I know that if I ask, God is going to give us.
那就是我们相信他的话。
Because we believe in his words.
但是呢，我们并不知道我们的信心是在头脑里面，还是真实在心里面，是在灵魂的深处的一个信心。
But we have no idea whether our faith is based on in our knowledge in our head, or is it based on the deep part of our spirit.
那这里下面你就发现了马大在知识上对耶稣现在有信心，但是呢，在真正心底里面，他并不知道他的信心。
So Martha, you will see that she does have the faith in her knowledge or in her head, but she does not have the knowledge of faith inside her spirit.
所以呢，耶稣怎么说呢？耶稣说：“你兄弟必然复活。”
Therefore, Jesus said to her that your brother will rise again.
马大怎么说呢？说我知道在末日复活的时候他必复活。
And Martha said, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
也就是说父子啊，你跟我们讲过很多次了，将来末日复活的时候，圣胖来临，我们信你的人都会复活的，当然会复活了。
So it's just like she has heard many, many times that at the end days, the last day, those who have died will resurrect again.
就像我们今天我们基督徒在跟随耶稣的时候，我们的生活过得怎么样不知道，耶稣反正有很多的起起伏伏，很多的痛苦流离，但是呢，我们说将来复活的时候我们会复活的。
So just like our Christian's life today, we have a lot of up and downs in our lives, and we experience many different sufferings and happiness, and we will say that, we know that in the end of the days, we will live again.
但是耶稣对他说什么？复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人，虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。你听这话吗？
But Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives, believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?
马大就说呢，主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是生的儿子，就是那要临到世界。
So she told him that, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world.
就是马大呢，对耶稣的这样一个认识，头脑里面的认识呢，是非常非常清楚的。
So that means Martha has a clear knowledge of what Jesus is in her head.
就他说你是基督，你是神的儿子，是将来要临到世界，就是将来要统治这个世界的。
Yeah, she knows that. Oh, you are the Messiah. You are the Christ. You are the Son of God who was to come to the world.
所以在今天神学院的这个。博士毕业班里面，马大会在 A class.
So if she's in a Bible school, in her theology courses, she's probably gonna get a plus.
你既听说耶稣是神的基督，又知道他是神的儿子，又知道是他将来要统治世界的，这个神学是非常正确的。
Yes, she knows that she is a Christ. She knows that he is a son. 等一下，等一下，等一下，等一下，等一下。Sorry, 等一下。去找爸爸 ，please.
但是呢，耶稣对他的答案并不满意。
So, Martha knew that he is a son of God, and he is a Christ, and he was to send to into the world. But Jesus was not satisfied with her answer.
特别是当他的妹妹玛利亚也说到同样的事情，说出同样的话的时候呢，耶稣非常不满意。
Especially when Mary said the same thing as what Martha has said, and Jesus was not satisfied with the answer.
在33节，耶稣看见玛利亚哭，并看见他同来的犹太人也哭，就心里悲痛。
So in verse 33, it says, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply.
他对他们的信心不满意，表现在哪里呢？
So when I say he was not satisfied with their faith, what does it show in the Bible?
那33节用了一个词，他说他看见他们哭呢，就心里悲痛，又甚忧愁。
So on verse 33, it says he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled.
那这里英文讲的是 moved, deeply moved in spirit and troubled. 究竟是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean when he says deeply moved in spirit and troubled?
他悲叹什么，忧愁什么呢？
Why make him so troubled and what made him moved in spirit?
他是不是和这个马大马利亚一样，就是他弟弟死了，觉得很同情，或者死了很悲哀呢？
Was it because that he also felt sad because Lazarus has died and he felt, yeah, sad? Just like Martha?
肯定不是，肯定不是。
I think not.
因为十五节怎么讲呢？他对他的门徒说，我没有在那里就欢喜，这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们先信我们。就说我没有在那里，他死了，我不在那里，我就很欢喜，因为为你们的缘故。
Because verse 15, Jesus said, and for your sake, I am glad I was not there. So he was glad that he was not there when Lazarus has died.
就这件事情呢，耶稣他是故意没有，就是他病的时候就没有去，他等到他死了他才去。
So Jesus did this in purpose. He did not go there with to Lazarus when he was still sick. He waited until he had died.
啊、第四节讲得很清楚，他说这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
Because verse 4, he also said that Jesus said the sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's son may be glorified.
所以在第三节的时候呢，就说他姐妹两个呢，就打发人去找他，因为那时候拉撒路还没有死，找他来治。主啊，你说爱的人病了，但是呢，耶稣故意待着就不来。
So, the sisters send the word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. So they send the word to Jesus before Lazarus had died, so hoping that Jesus can go there before the passing of Lazarus. But Jesus purposely stayed there for another 2 days.
Yeah. 就要等到这个拉撒路死了四天以后才来。
So he waited so that the Lazarus had died for 4 days.
因为那个时候犹太人相信人死了四天以后呢，绝对灵魂就出窍了。
Because back then the Jews believed after passing for 4 days, the spirit of the person will definitely leave.
那我在这里讲的第一点呢，就是说三十三节这里他心里悲叹，忧胜忧愁。就从上下文讲，他绝对不是因着拿撒路死了这件事情的忧愁悲叹。
So when I quoted 33, when he was deeply moved and also troubled, it was not referring to the passing of Lazarus.
那他为什么心里悲叹，又是忧愁呢？
But why he was troubled and deeply moved in his spirit?
那其实呢，这个原文里面用了一个。那这个词的意思就是他非常非常的生气，气到一个程度不能再气了。
So in the original text, there was a word used in the passage, meaning that he was very angry, like so angry that he couldn't be more angry.
对，心里悲叹呢，就是一个词，就是看到人啊，给他做的事情不可理喻的时候呢，你非常生气，生气到一个程度，你就说啊。
So it means that when you see someone doing something so ridiculous and you feel so angry and so overwhelmed, you were just like signing, you know, like sign.
那个地方一个词呢，希腊文用一个词叫做 embrimaomai 就是一个马呢被惹怒的时候，他就前脚立起来，就是那个声音。
So this word in the Greek is 什么 myomai?
Embrimaomai.
Yeah. So meaning that when a horse is being held by the
anger.
The thing, yeah, in his mouth.So he let out a neighing sound, like a neighing sound.
那这个词，你如果在希腊文的字典里面去查的时候呢，它绝对没有因着同情而忧愁的意思，一点都没有。 因为一个任何一个词汇呢都有不同的解释方法，有先进的意思，但这个词汇绝对没有说因着对一个人同情他就悲叹。
So if you read the word in Greek, you will see that this word trouble does not mean anything to do with being like feeling pitiful for someone else, you know, nothing like that, nothing. It just doesn't mean that.
我鼓励大家，如果你先查考一下我讲的对不对，或者学点希腊文的话，就从这个字开始。你去查的时候，你就发现呢，不光是圣经里面的用法，其他的用法绝对没有说因着同情而悲叹。
So if you wanna read Bible in Greek, I hope that you start with this word first. It's a good way to learn, and this word does not mean anything to do with being like pitiful for someone else, being sad because someone else passed away, you know.
而是因着对对方的东西呢完全不认同而生气悲叹。
It's actually mean that he do not agree with whatever the other person is doing, and he was very, very, very angry.
这个词在新约圣经里面出现过几次，一次出现在这个当马略与香膏膏耶稣的时候呢，这些门徒就看到过愤愤的香膏可以卖钱周济穷人，他们就对他非常生气。那个地方用的就这个词。
So this word, So this word is also used in another passage when the woman broke the perfume and started wiping the feet of Jesus. And his disciple got very angry with the woman because they thought that the perfume can be sold and help many other poor people. So the same word was also used in that context.
就是那个地方就用了这个词，也就是说那些门徒们心里悲叹。
So that in that particular passage, the same word was used because the disciples was very angry with the woman.
显然那个地方他悲叹不是因为玛利亚用膏膏在那里哭，用膏膏耶稣的脚，他们也就说哦哟玛利亚，我们也很爱耶稣，不是这样。
Oh, it doesn't mean that this word used in that context doesn't mean that when Mary start to anoint the feet of Jesus and they feel okay, it's good, it's we like that too. No, not like that.
他们心里想的是怎么这么浪费。
So what they felt in their heart is that oh, how come you so wasteful? Like you know, like broke just such a expensive perfume on the feet of Jesus.
还有另外一个地方我就不讲了，在那个马太福音第九章三十一节呢，就说还是讲一下，就是耶稣呢治好一个病人以后呢，他洋洋的祝福他，你不能回去，不要告诉人。
So the same word is also used in Matthew chapter 19 when Jesus healed a person and he told this person do not go back.
那个洋洋的。定住他就是用这个词 embrimaomai.
So it's the same word that used embrimaomai.
就是非常严肃的告诉他，你不能回去告诉他。
So he told this person, very firmly that do not go back and tell the priest about this.
那英文翻译成 very sternly, 非常严肃的告诉一个人。
So the English translation says very firmly, sternly.
那我这里讲了半天这个词这么的重要，不是要咬文嚼舌，而是要大家知道这是耶稣呢，就是看到这些人跟随他这么多年，这么的亲近，但是讲到这些他能够救活他弟弟的时候，他们要么就是相信过去，要么他们相信未来，他们就不相信现在。
So, So Jesus was very angry at this group of people because their faith was based on the past and also based on the future, but not in the present time. So Jesus was very angry with them.
他们跟着这么多年，看他行了很多的神迹，而且马大一家、马大、马列一家是跟他最亲近的伙伴。
So they have been following Jesus for many years, and the family of Martha and Mary, they are very close family to Jesus.
大家可能听过一本书叫做《当布朗写的这个达芬奇》The Code， 达芬奇 Code。Code of Leonardo Vinci.
So you probably have read this book, Code of Da Vinci Code.
那就说那个里面呢讲到，就说其实那本书是在诋毁耶稣的，但是就说耶稣这个玛利亚呢，就是嫁给了耶稣，这样那样讲这些东西。
But that book is kind of twisted the story because in the book it said Mary married, Jesus married Mary.
那但是呢，他有一些影子，就是从对圣经里面好多影子，就是这个玛利亚就是跟玛利亚马大这一家人跟耶稣非常非常的亲近。
But based on the book, you will see a lot of the things that talk about in the Bible because Jesus has a very close relationship with Mary and Martha and Lazarus.
那就是这个就是耶稣带领他们多年，就是耶稣明明是去耶路撒冷，一定回来住在马大、玛利亚、拉撒路的家里，因为他们离耶路撒冷最近。
Every time Jesus returned from Jerusalem, Jesus would spend some time in their household because their house is very close to Jerusalem.
就是这些人呢，跟着他这么多年，三年，就是看到很多的神迹，听了这么多的讲道，但是呢，他们用的东西要么在过去，要么在未来，就是现在遇到事情的时候呢，他们就不是真信了。
So they have been a follower of Jesus for many years, and they heard a lot of his teachings.But still, their faith is based in the past and the future, not in the present.
所以要么就是说，父子，你如果早来的话，我兄弟必不死，过去。
So that's what they say in the past. It says, oh, if you were here, then my brother would not have died. So they were based on the faith in the past.
要么就是说，主啊，是的，是的，将来的话。在复活的时候他肯定会复活，因为你是基督，你是神的儿子，要临到世界。
And also they say, okay, in the future, in the last day, he will resurrect again because you are the Messiah, you are the Christ.
这是不是也像我们今天很多的基督徒，要么我们在过去，要么在将来。
Is it just like our Christian life nowadays that our faith is based on the past and also in the future?
所以耶稣呢，对我们今天的基督徒也是心里悲痛。
So God is also deeply troubled with our spiritual life now.
因为我们要么是在过去，要么在将来。
Because we either live in the past or in the future.
包括好多人今天可能身上有病呢，那祷告很长时间，神也没有。医治他，他就开始发展出一套神学来说，神在我的疾病上有美意。
So, even some people may be sick and have a sickness in their body, and because for a long time his body was not being healed, so they start make up a new religion, saying that okay, God has a good plan for me in my sickness.
这是化妆的祝福。
So this is a blessing in disguise.
那我们听起来好像是很对。
So when we heard about it, it seems right.
那我没有说这些人的话，我没有任何贬低和看不起的意思。但是呢，不是圣经上讲。
I'm not saying I'm not despising this kind of people. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just saying that.This is not from the Bible.
那耶稣有一次看到一个那个得苦鲁病的人，人就来说他说这个人被撒旦捆绑了38年，我难道今天不应该把他解开吗？
So the same as the woman who has a withered limbs. So when he healed this woman and he said, this woman is under the yoke of Satan for 38 years, is it not right for me to release her on this day?
我神的儿子来就是要出灭魔鬼的作用。
So me as the son of God, I'm here to destroy the work of Satan.
不要让你的神学，不要让你的感觉来阻碍你的祷告和信心。
Please do not let your knowledge or your understanding to hinder anything that with your faith.
所以当耶稣看到马大、玛利亚还有这些犹太人讲的这一切话的时候呢，他就哭了。
So Jesus, after seeing all this, he wept.
那后来在三十八节又讲耶稣又心里悲叹。
So verse 38, again, it says Jesus was once more deeply moved.
就说这些人讲的话跟他所期望的差得太远。
Because what these people were saying is so different from his expectation.
所以他心里面就是那种悲叹，就是感觉到非常非常的难过，非常非常的这么生气。
So that's why he says he was deeply moved because he was very sad and also angry at this group of people.
我说耶稣很生气，你不要感觉到奇怪。
So when I say Jesus was angry, please do not feel offended.
你可能看很多这个耶稣的电影的时候呢，你就发现耶稣是一个非常温和的，永远不生气，永远都是有忍耐，脸上带着永恒的微笑，说话常常绵绵。
So maybe when you watch a lot of movies about Jesus, so this Jesus is always so calm, so peaceful, so merciful, and never angry.
但是呢，圣经里面的耶稣是怎么样的？你要仔细读圣经。
But what the Bible described that Jesus was, you have to read from the Bible.
好多人要为耶稣画一幅像，造一个偶像，希望你不要被这种偶像所来引导。
So a lot of people want to draw a image of Jesus to create some kind of idols. So I hope that do not build any idols in your life for Jesus.
从创世纪到启示录，仍旧喜欢拜偶像。
From the Genesis to Revelation, we always want to build some kind of idol in our lives.
而且要为耶和华神要造一个像。
And we want to build an image for the Jehovah, our God.
但是神说你永远不要为我造像，你要听我的话。
But God said, do not ever build any image for me, but you have to listen to my words.
感谢主，主在耶稣的时代没有照相机，那时候画画的人，那些跟随他的人没有一个好的画家，非常感谢主。
So I just really want to thank for God that back then there was no camera or no one who can paint so good for the image of Jesus.
不然的话，现在基督徒的家里面都挂满了耶稣各式各样的像。
Otherwise, nowadays we will have different kind of image of Jesus hanging in our household.
感谢主，没有这些像，今天我们知道不知道耶稣长得什么样，太好了。
So praise the Lord that we do not know what Jesus was like.
我们认识神要从他的话语去认识。
When we come to know the Lord, we have to know it from the words of God.
耶稣在这里就是非常的生气。
So here, Jesus was very angry.
他生气并不是要骂他。
So he was angry, not he wanted to rebuke them.
也不是要拒绝他。
And not to reject them.
他继续的呢，还是爱他。
Still, he loved them.
但是他也要显现这个生气给他们看，我增加他们的信心。
And he's also going to reveal a miracle so that their faith can be built up again.
所以当马大说，主啊，他现在必臭了，因为他死了已经四天了。耶稣就说，我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？
So that's why when Martha said, oh, by this time there must be a bad smell. he has been there for 4 days. And Jesus said to her that, did I not tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?
但是呢，耶稣说，君王听说，父啊，感谢你，因为你已经听我。
So Jesus looked up to the heaven and said, oh, thank you, Father, I know that you have heard me.
我也知道你常听我。
And I knew that you have always heard me, hear me.
你知道不知道，神已经听了你，而且常听你。
Do you know that God has already heard your words and he is always hearing you?
他早已听见，他也要就在现在就要在你的所有的
上
帝的荣耀的进行去。So God, today, he is going to perform a miracle in your life. 那但是呢，弟兄姐妹，这里面有一个事情呢，我们不是在为耶稣找借口，而是他真的他会这样做。
So we are not finding an excuse for Jesus because he is going to do it.
他做什么呢？他要让拉撒路死透了。
What he did is he let Lazarus dead.
Completely.
Yeah, completely dead for 4 days.
那你从第三节看到呢，就是马大和玛利亚还派人去呢，就求耶稣说，主啊，你所爱的人病了，要他来。
So on verse 3, you said that their sisters asked Jesus to come because his brother, their brother was sick.
这就相当于我们一个爱主的人做了一个恳切的祷告。
It's just parallel to a person who loved God had made a sincere prayer.
但是呢，耶稣并没有立刻来。
But Jesus didn't come immediately.
那第六节讲呢，他说，听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地仍住了两天。
So, verse 6 said, yet he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was for 2 more days.
你听这句话，你是不是觉得耶稣就不可理喻，非常不可理喻？
So, is it unreasonable for Jesus to stay for 2 more days?
如果他是一个大夫，你就请他，他就，他说我的弟弟快要死了，你赶紧来吧。他说，我知道他病了，等我在这里住两天。
So if he were a doctor that you asked him to come to heal your brother and he said, okay, I'm going to stay for another 2 more days, what do you feel?
就是你会怎么想？如果我在他的旁边，我会真的又着急又生气。
So if I were that person, I would be very angry and very, yeah.
那因为他是主耶稣，所以我不敢生气，就只能屈从，只能在心里面暗暗的着急。
So because he is the Lord, I might not dare to be angry with him, but I will feel very worried in my heart.
有时候可能抱怨一下，也不敢大声抱怨。
And maybe I will complain, but not in a loud manner. You know, like very quietly complain about this.
敬畏神的人就不抱怨。不敬畏神的人就瞎抱怨。
So if you do not fear God, then you will not complain. But if you don't fear God, you will complain a lot.
但是呢，耶稣就是这样做，他非要让住了两天，因为他又住的等到拉撒路死透了，由他来。
But this is what Jesus did. He stayed for another 2 days so that Lazarus will be like dead, death completely dead.
所以今天弟兄姐妹，你的祷告声已经听见了，他也听听你的祷告，但是呢，他做事，他有他的做法。
So, brother, sister, today he has heard your prayers and he always listened to you, but he has his own timing when he do things.
那这就需要我们的信心。
So this will depend on your faith.
那我们跟随他的人必须要有信心。
So those who follow him, we have to have faith.
那即使他做事有定时，他做事会有将来要做，但是我们还是不能只把信心放在将来。
So he has his own timing. He's probably going to do things in the future, but still we have to we have not only put our hope in the future, but in the present.
因为耶稣这时候这个事情就教导我们，你现在就要相信。
So here, Jesus is teaching us that we have to believe right here, right now.
现在是多长？
So how long is the present?
这个问题就是我们持续不断的要有这样的信心。
So we have to continuously to have the faith in him.
你是不是已经为你的身体的病况祷告了很多年？
So have you been praying for your own health for many, many years?
耶稣是不是还没有医治你？
So Jesus has not healed you?
对你来说这四天是多长？
So how long the 4 days is to you?
你可能为你的婚姻状况祷告了很多年。
So you have probably prayed for your marriage for many, many years. So how long is it to you for those 4 days?
可能你对你的亲子关系或者经济状况祷告很长时间。这个四天对你来说是多长？
So maybe you have been praying for a long time for your financial problems and your relationship with your kids. So how long is it to you for those like 4 days?
那我们在这个祷告的过程里面，我们常常说，神啊，让这个状况不要更糟糕，不要更糟糕。
A lot of time.
让我能够 handle, 让我能够用上力，让我能够来维持它，至少能够维持它。
So a lot of times we pray that things will not go any worse. You ask for strength so that you can still like hold on to it and continue.
我们希望我们能够控制这个局面。
So we want to be in control of the situation.
我们的祷告常常是希望我们能够控制这个局面。
So a lot of times our prayers is that we want to be in control of our own situation.
那神在这个地方，他是让我们完全不能控制这个局面。
But here God do not want us to handle, to control.Any of our circumstances.
就是让你一点办法也没有。
So you have no use in this.
因为他说的非常清楚，他说这个是要让神和神的儿子得荣耀。
Because he says clearly that this matter is to glorify God.
就是说让这件事情里面的神的荣耀要完全的彰显出来。
So through this, the glory of God will be revealed.
人好像得不到任何的荣耀。
And there's no glory for man.
所以像这样的情况，我们中间有好多的见证。
So we have a lot of testimonies similar to this.
我自己的见证就是回头看我刚信主的日子里面，那时候真的我一点进步是不了。
So when I look back when I first became a Christian, so back then I cannot do anything about my situation back then.
那时候完全的失控，失去所有的控制。
So I was lost control of everything, so I couldn't do anything.
那时候我的失眠症非常的厉害，休学了。
So I couldn't sleep and.So I stopped going to school.
去打黑工。
So I have to work illegally.
真的，那时候差一点就成为 homeless.
So I nearly become a homeless person.
那时候绝对不会想象到我今天的日子。
So I would not have imagined my present life.
那我曾经也是一个从世人的眼光里面看，也是一个很能干的人。
So from the idle man, I used to be a very capable person.
19 岁大学毕业，22岁硕士毕业，在科学院工作。
So I had my university degree at age 19, and by 22, I had my master degree. So I was doing pretty well.
我自己也有过一些发明创造，现在仍拿我的发明创造在赚钱。
And I also have some inventions too, and a lot of people, still some people are using what I have invented to make money.
我的硕士论文发表在世界第一流的原子核物理杂志上。
So my research articles were also published in one of the top publishing agencies in atomic physics.
但是在那个1992年信主的前后，我这一切都用不上。
But during the year of 1992, when I first became a believer, all of this was out of my hand, the control of my hands.
非常失望，非常的无助。
I was hopeless, and I was very.
也不能告诉我的父母。
I couldn't tell my parents about that.
感谢主，那时候就开始来寻找主耶稣。
So I praise the Lord that because of that, I came to seek for the help of Jesus.
他真的让我那时候死透了，死透之后我自己任何的荣耀都没有了。
So I praise God that he let me dead, that for good completely, so that I have no glory to myself.
今天他真的让我复活了。
But today he let me resurrected again.
他把一切的东西也复还给我，也让复活了。
And so everything else he also resurrected. He has restored everything for me.
这一切真的我没有一点的荣耀，一切荣耀都在于他。
So out of this, I have all the glories are on him. I have no glory on any of this.
今天我讲这样的信息，因为我心里非常非常的笃定，因为神。就是要在我们的软弱上面要得荣耀，他要做他当做的事情。
So when I talk about the message today, I'm surely I want to know that God is going to reveal His glory among our weaknesses.
但是最后一点，我要安慰大家的，虽然马大、玛利亚他们的信心很小，耶稣在这件事情上很生气，但是耶稣并没有不爱他。
So I want to say that even though Jesus was very angry Mary and Martha, but still he loved them.
他们一直还是他最亲近的门徒。
They are still his one of their closest disciples.
你在后面的章节里面你就发现，就是耶稣这个复活的拉撒路，马大就请他们吃饭坐席。
So later on, when you read the Bible, you will see that Jesus had a feast with Martha and Lazarus and Mary.
继续爱他们。
And he continuously to love them.
他继续带领他们。
Continuously to lead them.
所以这就是神对他儿女的爱。
So this is the love of our Father God for us.As their children. So my message today is that if you believe today, you will see the glory of God today.
昨天已经过去，将来不在你的手上，今天你要抓住。
So yesterday has already passed, and tomorrow is not in your hands. But today, you have to hold on to today's promises.
就应用耶稣的话，在40节说：“我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？”
So I'm gonna say once again on the verse 40 that Jesus, when Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will have see the glory of God?"
今天信的人就有神迹奇事随着我们。
So if you believe, the signs and miracles will be following you.
就像马可福音最后一章讲的，按手在病人身上，病人就要得医治。
Just like what in book of Mark at the end, it says that if you believe, if you touch the sick, the sick will get well.
门徒出去传讲神国的福音，主就用神迹奇事来印证他。
So when the disciples go into the world and preach the good news to all creations, signs and miracles will accompany them.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Okay, we'll come together and pray.
我们天上的父亲，我们感谢你。
We thank you, our Father in heaven.
主啊，你是复活的主。
You are a resurrected God.
你说复活在我，生命在。
You said, life is depends on you and resurrection depends on you.
你说信你的人虽然死了，他必复活。
You said, those who believe in me will live even though he dies.
活着信你的永远不死。
And those who lives and believes in me, you will never die.
你说你信这话吗？
You ask, do you believe this?
主啊，我们信。
Yes, Lord, we believe.
我们的信心软弱，你来加增我们的信
心。We are weak, but please help us with our faith.
主啊，加增我们今天对你的信心。
Help us so that we will have faith in you today.
加增我们今天对我们所求的事情的信心。
Help us so that we have faith in the things that we ask you in your name today.
我们的信心不再信心在过去，在将来，而是今天我们就知道你是复活的主。
Our faith will not based on our yesterday or our future, but based on today, because today you are our God.
今天你的圣灵就住在我们的里面。
Today your Holy Spirit is living in us.
今天你是同一个主，你说信你的人要做比你更大的事。
You are the same God. You are the same God who believe will do things.
我们不找任何的借口。
We will not find any other excuses.
我们不需要为自己找借口，也不需要为你找借口。
We do not find excuses for ourselves and nor excuses for you.
我们不需要找美好的神学借口。
We do not need to make up a excuse, theological excuses for you.
今天你就是复活的主。
Today you are the resurrection.
今天你就是大能的主。
You are the Almighty God.
我是在这加增我们的信心。
Help us with our faith.
主，我们今天我们祷告，每个人心里所求的东西，把信心放在今天复活的耶稣上。
We pray that everyone who pray in your name will put our faith in today because you are a God of today. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that our signs and miracles are among us.
Mm-hmm.继续你的分享，来彼此来激励，更加的相信。
Lord, help us to, so that we can share with each other and we'll continue to encourage each other in your name.
我们把下面的时间也交在你的手上。
We give out, present our times to you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.